Hello.
Mr. President, the Attorney General calling.
Yeah.
President, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President. You work it out? Baker wants to go. And I told him that you still had the options open, and I would refer to you his availability.
Well, he wants to go now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, God damn it, you couldn't talk him out of it, huh?
Well, not on the basis in which we'd been pushing him into it, but I went through the same routine, and I think you have an option if you want to go the other way. I don't think that it's going to disturb him too much if you use your options in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel stronger in that other direction.
Anything, this will decide me a lot. Could you take 5 minutes off and then call me back? What was his record in law school and so forth? Do you know anything about that?
No, but I presume we might be able to.
I need to know.
Figure it out.
I need to know. I mean, I want to know whether he's, how really, whether he was just a playboy or whether he buckled down and did things, because I'm preparing my remarks now, and it all revolves around that. That
yep.
These are guys that are qualified, you see?
All righty, I'll try and dig that out as fast as we can.
Now, you think we are in a position of telling him no. We just feel that under the political considerations you've raised, Howard, or such, that
yes,
you shouldn't go.
Yes, we should put it on that basis.
Yeah, that I thought about it, and that I had thought overnight, too, about it, and I just think his political considerations, the judgment is that way. If he wants to go at a later time, why, the place will be open for him.
All right, sir. I think
I can put it that way, see?
I think we ought to get back to him right quick on it, though.
Yeah, all right, fine. Call me right back. I need to know what his law school record was.
Well, do you still want to keep your options open, or do you just want me to turn them off?
No, I want the option open until I see what kind of a record he had. If he had an outstanding record so that I can say that he and Powell both had outstanding records, that's one thing. But if it's a jackass record, then I really think I'm going to close the option and go the other way. I have a feeling it ought to go the other way. That's just my gut reaction.
Well,
what do you think?
I feel that way for the better of the court, and
right.
I think that the PR on it is just about would break even, I think, on the basis
yeah.
of acceptance.
On the one side, you've got two Southerners, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you've got a man who's unknown, but with a hell of a record. You can't, the unknown thing with Rehnquist is going to really not wash good if he was high in his class. Was he first or second or something like
he
that?
He was first in his class.
You think he was first?
He was first, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's a hell of a thing.
Phi Beta Kappa, Carson.
Phi Beta Kappa,
law
first in his class.
That's right.
Law clerk to Miss, one of the great judges of this century. And practiced law as a lawyer's lawyer and so forth. Damn it, I really think we ought to go that way.
All right, well, I'll turn Baker.
I think you ought to say, Howard, under view of the fact that you've had some doubts, but also, frankly, the president really feels that the political things that you've raised are questions.
Yeah.
And the place will be open for you later if you want it. Because we need two Southerners on that court, any event, you know.
Yep.
And that maybe you'll want to take another crack at the leadership and so forth, and we don't have many voices in the Senate. Okay?
Yes, sir. I'll
turn him off.
I'll take
breakfast.
Yeah. Right.